Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. This is going to be a solo one, and I'm going to talk today about the inevitability of your success and what that truly means and how to predict your own future. Because when I truly understood this concept, my entire life changed. Like literally everything about it changed in less than a year, really in about 6 months. And so this is what I'm so passionate and excited about teaching other people and helping other people understand, because so many people are caught up in victim mode. And this, you know, life is happening to me and I can't believe this happened and oh, it's just so unfair and, you know, this person was mean to me and my manager is awful, blah, 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 blah. Victim mode, victim mode, victim mode. When you stay in victim mode, you give your power away. Because if you want to take the power back in your life and truly be able to manifest whatever it is that you want in your life, you need to take control of your life and you need to take ownership of your life, because everything around us is simply a reflection of our inner world. That's all it is. In fact, your life right now, your physical reality, is simply a projection of the inner world of your past self. I'll say that again. Your current physical reality in this present moment is simply a projection of the inner world of your past self. And by inner world, I mean the thoughts and beliefs and, you know, the things that we say, the feelings that we feel, the energy that we hold. And I don't just mean this at a conscious level. I also mean it at a subconscious level. Because whatever we hold inside of us that we are certain about manifests into our reality. So some of our conscious thoughts, some of them we're certain about, some we're uncertain about, right? When we say, I am going to manifest $100, if you're uncertain about that, it's not going to manifest. But at a subconscious level, all of our subconscious beliefs are very certain and they all manifest into our reality. So if you're holding the subconscious belief you picked up from childhood that money is limited, money is hard to make, that is what you're manifesting in your reality. So if you look around you, take a look at your life and look at the areas where, you know, you feel like they're not where you want them to be, or you feel stuck or stagnant in certain areas. Those are the areas where you hold limiting beliefs, most likely subconsciously, that need to be worked through to push yourself through this period of stagnation in that area of your life. And once again, if you look at where you are and the things that you don't like about your life, or you want them to be different, or you feel stuck, can you take ownership of the fact that everything you have now is simply a projection of everything you've thought up until now? So the thoughts that you're thinking right now are manifesting, right? Our dominant thoughts, our dominant beliefs are always manifesting. But there's a time delay. That time delay is a blessing. Because if your thoughts manifested like that instantly, imagine what your life would be like if you thought negative thoughts about yourself or your life, or, you know, you thought for a split second about something bad happening and it would suddenly appear in your reality in an instant. Right, you think about being broke and suddenly all of your money is gone. The good thing is there's a time delay. So there is time for us to rewire our thoughts, because it's our dominant thoughts that manifest, the ones that we're certain about. So if you want to predict your future, look at the thoughts that you are thinking today. What are the thoughts and the beliefs and the feelings that you've been holding in your mind all day long? Because that is what is going to manifest in your physical reality today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Same as everything in your physical reality today is simply a manifestation of the thoughts that your past self had, whether it be yesterday, whether it be last year, whether it be 10 years ago. If you've had the same thought every single day for 10 years that you are broke or that you are not intelligent or that your memory is bad or that you are weak or that you are never good enough, that has been what you are manifesting over and over and over in your life. You're manifesting experiences to prove that belief to be true. The problem is that, like I said, we're always manifesting into our reality our thoughts that we are certain about. This is why you can think all day, I'm a millionaire, but if you're not certain that that is your reality, it won't manifest for you. But the problem is that we tend to be really certain about the quote-unquote negative things, right? We tend to be really certain that we're not good enough. We tend to be really certain that we can't do it. We tend to be really certain that we don't have enough experience. We tend to be really certain that we're not strong enough, that we're not tall enough, that we're not beautiful enough, that people won't like us, that we're going to be judged. There's not a question of doubt in our mind that we're not good enough, because that's what we've been told. That's what we believe from a really young age. But because we're so certain, that is what continues to manifest in our realities. If you are certain that you're broke, you're going to continue to manifest in your reality the situation where you continue to be broke. Because you are not broke. Time is not linear. If you listen to my other episodes, I'm not going to go deep into the time thing right now, but time is not linear, meaning that the future where you are a millionaire, if that's the future you want to attract, already exists for you. Which means, no, you are not broke. Your soul is infinite and doesn't exist in time. In this moment right now, in this physical reality, in your bank account, you might have $0. But broke is a story. Broke is a label that you've put on yourself. It is a belief that you have allowed yourself to feed into, which you are then projecting onto your future. I am broke is just as true as I am a millionaire, or I am a billionaire, or I am a six-figure earner. Because what you say after I am becomes your truth. So if you say I am broke, then it becomes your truth because you believe it. If you say I am a millionaire, it becomes your truth because you believe it, but only if you are certain of it. So an example of this, I always remember this memory from my childhood. I have this memory, I don't know why it's like burned in my mind, but when I was learning to ride a bike as a kid, I would ride down the sidewalk on my street where I lived with my family, and I remember there's always telephone poles on every block, and I remember thinking, oh no, I'm going to run into the pole. I don't want to run into the pole. I don't want to run into the pole. And every time I thought that, I would run into the pole. Like I would suddenly lose control and I would crash into the pole on my little tricycle. Or I think actually I was just on a two-wheel bike at that point. I was really cool and super proud of my bike riding skills without my tricycle wheels. So I was worried about crashing into the pole and I didn't want to look stupid. And so I remember when I thought, I can't crash into the pole. I don't want to crash into the pole. I would always crash into the pole. But then I realized that if I didn't think about the pole and I just looked at the path ahead of me, and I didn't even give the pole any attention, I wouldn't crash into it. Now, nothing was different in what I was trying to do physically with the bike. It was simply my thought patterns. And that became my new strategy, is when there were poles, I would kind of like pretend they weren't there. I wouldn't think about them. Because when I thought about not wanting to crash, I would crash. Because our subconscious mind does not register words like not, right? When you say, I do not want to crash, or I am not broke, all it hears is crash and broke, right? It hears affirmative. It doesn't hear the negative. So when you concentrate on the thought patterns of what you don't want, you're attracting more of that, which is exactly what happened with my bike. All I could think about was what I didn't want to do. And because that was what I was focusing on crashing into the pole. And so in my head, I was visualizing myself crashing into the pole as I was saying, I don't want this to happen. And no fail, it happened every time until I realized the trick. And looking back now, clearly that was manifestation to a T that I was doing. I was manipulating my own thoughts to therefore manipulate my own reality. And that is exactly what we need to do as adults as well. Because your thoughts are the best predictor of your future. They are 100% accurate. The thoughts you have with certainty become your future. So if you're feeling like you're about to crash your bike, right, and you're dreading crashing the bike into the pole, it's all you can think about. You want to avoid doing that. And I'm using this now like as a metaphor. I mean, crashing the bike could be you want to avoid going broke, or you want to avoid, you know, failing at your public speech or a presentation you're going to give or a sale or anything. If you have worry or fear, that means that you are manifesting that worry and fear into your reality. If you are worried about crashing the bike, you're going to manifest crashing the bike. Because that is a thought pattern that you have dominantly in your mind, and it becomes certain. Because, you know, what we think about with passion has a stronger manifestation ability. And unfortunately, for some reason, we tend to be very passionate about what we don't want. When we think about getting on stage and forgetting our speech, we get chill. We, you know, our whole body gets chills and we start sweating and we get nervous and we get anxiety. And we have a lot of this passion around what we don't want, but we're manifesting it by having this passion around it and having this certainty around it, because passion means certainty in our mind. So it's like we're training ourselves to manifest things that we don't want in our lives, and we wonder why we're there, why they're there. Then we go into victim mode and we say, ugh, why did this happen to me? I can't believe this happened to me. You know, why am I always getting the short end of the stick? Life is so unfair. I am so unlucky, right? Victim mode, victim mode, victim mode. When in reality, it was your own thought pattern that created that reality, right? All it is, and I'm not saying that if you fail at something or you crash your bike or you forget the words to the speech or the song on stage, whatever it is, it's not a bad thing. All it is an invitation to look within and heal something. It just is showing you, like, hey, there's a thought pattern here or a belief or some energy you're projecting which is not serving you. And hey, this is a sign for you to look within and evolve that and heal that, so that moving forward, you can manifest something that you actually want. That's all it is. It is not a bad thing. It is just a trigger for us to look into our own inner worlds. But if you're busy being in victim mode and the blame game and the life is happening to me, I can't believe it, you're never going to look within and heal what needs to be healed. And you're going to continue to be stuck in this toxic cycle of attracting the same things that you don't want over and over and over, because you don't want to take responsibility of your own life, because it's scary, but it's necessary. So next time something goes wrong or not the way that you expected or wanted, instead of looking to figure out what went wrong in your physical reality, if there's people to blame, look inside and ask yourself, how is this situation potentially a reflection of something that's going on within me? That's all our entire life is. Our entire life is an illusion. It's simply a projection of the reality in our own minds. I know it's sounding kind of like the Matrix. It's like, literally, but our life, that's all it is. It's a projection of our minds. Everyone has like their own lenses on that they see reality out of. And, you know, our lenses are all skewed based on our minds, based on the beliefs that we hold. You create your own meaning in your life. So yes, your life that you are seeing every single day is simply an illusion projected from your own thoughts and beliefs. This is why two people who go through the same exact day, have the same things happen to them, will have completely different experiences. Because they're each wearing a different pair of glasses with different lenses that they see reality through. And these lenses are made up of their thoughts and their belief systems. So if you want to change your future, you must first change your thoughts. You can predict and change your own future by simply looking at your thoughts right now. How are you feeling? Our feelings are indicators of what's going on inside of us. You know, like, emotions aren't bad. Nothing in reality is bad. Everything that seems bad is simply a trigger for us to look within. And if we didn't have these quote-unquote bad experiences or quote-unquote bad emotions or feelings, we would never know that something needs to be healed. It's just an opportunity for us to grow and to evolve into the next version of us that we need to be to move forward towards what we've asked for, towards what we're trying to manifest in our lives. And sometimes it means chaos. Sometimes when you set an intention to change your life and to manifest something huge for yourself, things break down and there's chaos. This is because everything that is not in 1,000,000% alignment with where you've decided to go needs to break down to make space for what is coming for you. But nothing that ever happens in your life ever means you're on the wrong path, right? Because your success is inevitable. So even if you feel like you're failing or everything's falling apart or whatever, your success is still inevitable. And when I talked about certainty in the beginning, so remember I said your thoughts that you are certain about manifest. That is where our subconscious thoughts always manifest. We cannot out-manifest our subconscious belief system. And that's why I focus on teaching about how to work through subconscious belief systems, because our subconscious belief system is the limit to what we can manifest, right? We place that limit on ourselves and our lives, and that's what I teach in my academy and in my course and my online program. I mentor women to uncover their subconscious belief systems and work through them. But it's also important to have a strategy to reprogram your conscious thoughts. Because the conscious thoughts that we are certain about, we also manifest. So the question is, how do you become certain about thoughts that you want to manifest so that they can become your reality? If you want to start manifesting a different reality than you have, you need to create new thoughts and beliefs that you are certain about. The number one way to do this is to understand the concept that your success is inevitable, period. The universe has your back. Life is rigged in your favor. Like, if you truly believe that life was rigged in your favor, what would you do differently in your everyday life? Ask yourself that. Then ask yourself why you're not doing it. Because life actually is rigged in your favor and your success is inevitable. Every bump along the way is just another step forward to get you where you need to be, because you need to make space. You need to evolve your own inner world. You need to evolve your own mind to get to where you want to go. So sometimes when you want to manifest something, it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like in the beginning. But that's all part of the process. So if you are certain and you truly understand that life is happening for you and your success is totally inevitable, then you know with certainty that whatever you want to manifest is coming. So that means if you want to manifest $2,000 and it's not showing up every single day, that doesn't create stress or anxiety or fear, because you know without a shadow of a doubt that it is coming. And that is the kind of certainty you need to manifest your desires. This is why I don't recommend that you start huge. If you've never made more than $1,000, trying to manifest $1 million next week is not going to create certainty in your mind. And your subconscious mind is going to go, whoa, what's going on? Right? Your belief system doesn't even allow for that to happen. So firstly, you need to work through your subconscious belief system. And second, start with manifesting something that feels doable for you. Start by manifesting $10 if you want, because can you feel certain around your ability to create $5 or $10 in your reality? Because once you feel certain about the small things and you manifest the small things, that builds your belief to manifest the big things and feel certain about the big things. So that maybe in 10 years or 5 years or 2 years or 1 year, you manifest $1 million by building up from 5 to 10 to 20 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000 to 100,000 to a million. And I'm just using money because it's a really easy example to work with numbers like this and explain it. But this is really any area of your life. If you want to create certainty, you have to start small. And you must cultivate a really deep spiritual connection with the universe, with your spiritual guidance. That is what helps release that resistance and create certainty. I wasn't able really to manifest anything consciously until I cultivated that connection with my spiritual guidance, with the universe. And not only was able to say that the universe has my back, but I was able to feel and understand truly that every single day the universe has my back and my success is inevitable. And everything is happening for me in my life. No questions asked. Life is happening for me. And a lot of that certainty that enables me to manifest really whatever I want to manifest comes from the guidance I receive from the universe. I have signs and I have communication and I have meditation and I connect with my spiritual guidance every single day, all day long. And I feel guided every single day, all day long. And that helps me create certainty because I know that I'm being guided. So if you haven't listened to my episode, I should have checked. It's one of my first 10 episodes about how to connect with your guidance from the universe. That's really key to manifestation, and a lot of people never get that. Go listen to that episode, and if you really want to deep dive into this and learn how to reprogram your subconscious belief system that is holding you back, you know, that glass ceiling that you might have created for yourself, and you want to learn to cultivate that deep connection with your universal guidance so you can then cultivate the certainty around what you want to manifest. This is what I teach in my Blissful Abundance Academy. Registration is still open, so I'll put the link in the show notes here to apply if that's something that interests you. And the other thing here I wanted to add in is it's okay to wake up or to feel throughout the day like you're in an off mood or you don't feel good, but it's not okay to allow yourself to just sit in that bad mood and feel bad for yourself for being in that bad mood. It's okay and it's good to feel your feelings and emotions, whether or not they're heavy or light emotions and feelings, but understand that these quote-unquote bad emotions or feelings are there for a reason, because everything in our physical reality is the result of a thought that we have had, including our emotions. Every emotion you have is triggered by a thought pattern. So if you want to get out of if you're feeling off or whatever, you want to get out of that, ask yourself, what is the thought that created this emotional response? Once you know the thought, you have control because you can change the thought. How can I reframe this thought so that it's serving me? Your thoughts create your reality. So if you don't like your reality, change your thoughts. If you don't like how you're feeling, change your thoughts. If you don't like what you're attracting into your life, change your thoughts. So many people work the other way around. They try to change the physical reality. They say, oh, I'm in a bad mood, but if only I had just made that sale, I would be happy. Or I'm in a bad mood. If only this person had contacted me, I would be happy. Or if only they hadn't said that to me, I would be happy. No, you're creating your own conditions around your happiness. Like, you create your own happiness and you create your own conditions around it. So if you decide that I'm only going to feel good if I make the sale, I'm only going to feel good if this person is nice to me, I'm only going to feel good if I feel loved by the people around me, I'm only going to feel happy if I get the promotion, then you're never going to be happy. Because you're going to continue to attract what you're trying to avoid, right? When you resist, you create more of what you're trying to resist. When we try to resist unhappiness, we create more unhappiness. When we try to resist situations that we think will create unhappiness, we create more unhappiness. What if instead we simply allowed life to be as it is and decided, set the intention to be happy? And when I say set the intention to be happy, like I've been saying this whole episode, I truly just mean change your thoughts. If you find yourself in a bad mood, what are the thought patterns that are creating that emotion? And how can you rewire them? How can you reprogram them? This is what people who are master manifestors, who manifest millions and millions of dollars, are able to do really, really well. They have complete mastery over their energy and their emotions and their thoughts. The key to being able to manifest quickly and easily is how quickly and easily you can reprogram and redirect thoughts that are not in alignment with what you want to manifest in your life. How quickly can you catch them? How quickly can you turn them around? And we're actually really lucky we have these emotions. It's like this built-in system that lets us know when we've kind of like veered off path, right? When there's thought patterns here that aren't serving us. So when you're feeling off, it's a sign that you need to change your thoughts and your beliefs that are currently running through your mind so that you can actually get back in alignment to manifest what you want. Because when you stay in this place of feeling off or not good for a long period of time and it becomes a dominant feeling, then you begin to manifest things that are on that same vibrational wavelength. Which means you're going to continue to manifest other experiences that will keep you at this emotional level. So if there's one thing I want you to take away from this, it's remembering that life is simply a projection of your own inner world. Your life right now is a reflection of your past self. And so if you want to change your future, you need to change your current self, the inner world of where you are now. Because your future is simply going to be a projection of your inner world as it is right now. So if you don't like where you are, ask yourself, what needs to change internally to get me where I actually want to go?